You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for Wednesday, a draft Wednesday, on this 8th of November. Uh-oh, what happened to the shooting? Let's dig in a little bit. Is this what we're going to see often? Is it possible? Let's dig in. Let's be honest. Let's break it down and look at a performance that really surprised me. Why no Gobert? What about the variance of our shooters? Some lineups started. All of it. What happened last night? It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. Hope you're doing great. It's a draft Wednesday on the Locked On Podcast Network. Draft is a really fun app that lets you play daily fantasy sports. And they do it, instead of having the salary cap method, they do it as a live draft, and they do it snake style. So today, I've got it up there. We've got waiting to get six players in. Obviously, this is not live, so if for some, you might check. The promo code is LOJAZZ, but I also would suggest it's a really fun way to get your buddies together and play together. We did it this weekend for football with me and my friends. Instead of the Fantasy Football League, Deshaun Watson was my quarterback, so there goes that season. For the NBA, day in and day out, super, super fun. So I check it out. It's the app is Draft. It's in the iTunes store. It's in the Play store. It once was called Play Draft, so sometimes I've had people search that and had better luck. But it's cool. I hope you like it, and hopefully we get six people. And if we get it, then what we'll do is we'll have three right now. I might send out another tweet during the show. If we get it, then I'll just hold the draft live. But so that's just how it works. It's like a snake draft. Takes almost no time. I don't know. There's only five games on tonight. Wednesday's usually a great night for it. Last night probably would have been a better night for it. Check it out. I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. You can do it for a dollar. You can do it for five. You can do it for 10. Maybe you're a big hitter. Get it rolling a little bit. Be fun. I think actually it'd be really fun for us to do as a traveling crew on the road on games and stuff like that. You know, I don't know what we're allowed to do or not, so I have to check that. But super fun. Super, super fun app. It's called Draft. So it's Draft Wednesday. If suddenly I get the sixth player into the show, we'll throw it in. Today's show is also brought to you by The Store. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I'll give you some updates on that. And from Stephen Henniger's College. Oh, my goodness. We shot 30%. We shot 23% from three. What a night. And we lost to the 76ers. We're now 5-6, 5-2 at home, lost three in a row. Feels a little funky. I think we all knew the offense was going to have some problems coming in. I think that one felt worse. Here's the crazy thing. That was not the worst offensive night of the year. The Phoenix Suns game, the offense was actually worse. That's not the worst offensive game the Jazz have had this year. So here's the disconcerting note I have for you. We've played 11 games this year. On three of the 11 games, we've had an offensive rating below 90. I have to check. There's actually some ways I could probably do this. But I don't think you win much when your offensive rating is below 90. And so three of our 11 games, we've had an offensive rating below 90. That's like, we're going to dig into this today. We're going to be honest about what we're seeing and what we're experiencing. The other one is we've only had one offensive game all year, actually two, above league average. We've gotten better. We actually had, up into that game, the offense was getting way better. And against Denver, we are 109 above average. The others, we've not been above average. Okay, so this is an offensively challenged basketball team. If you just kind of look at what it, we don't have a natural scorer. We have high variance shooters. We've got a great role guy who's having a hard time finding space. Okay, we know that. And I think we're going to have nights like last night, and we're going to have to just kind of, that's the struggle of our season. I think that's, I don't think anyone's doing anything wrong. I think that's the struggle of our season. What I thought was strange last night, and I, in no way, shape, or form, am trying to single out an individual player, but I'm about to, I guess. I just got a night last night from Ricky Rubio that I didn't ever think I'd see. Or at least from everything that I had heard about him and when I've seen him prior and what I expected out of him, that's not what I anticipated. And what I mean by that is I just thought he was off. And you know what? In fairness, they play 82 games. He's playing 30-plus minutes a night. And I guess, you know, you're going to have nights where you're off. But he was off last night. And I don't care about the shooting. I mean, it is what it is. And it's problematic when he's your number one offensive shot taker. And we'll get into that in a minute. But cross turnover, cross-court pass in the backcourt, in traffic, intercepted by Ben Simmons for a dunk. Like, that's really weird. That's, you're the point guard, bring the ball up the floor and go. That's not a play that I ever thought I'd see Ricky Rubio make. Inbound pass to the backcourt toward Favors, intercepted, slam dunk. Weird. J.J. Redick transition. It looked to me as though Rubio left him. I haven't had all the time to go back through the plays. Backdoor cut for a slam dunk. Weird plays. And the only reason I bring it up, and I'm not, again, I think that the fan expectation of these guys to be perfect for 82 games every year night is a little unruly. I'd like it too. But maybe Rubio was off last night. Some of the things he did last night, as I just said, are things that in his career, his cerebral play, his style, I didn't anticipate. Fast break, threw a pass over the top of six guys trying to get the guy on the other side, intercepted by 6'10 Simmons. I mean, some of this is Simmons, right? Three of these plays are Simmons. But again, a lot of them for, I thought, a given night from a guy that I didn't think I'd see that from. So maybe he's off last night, and because he's a little bit of the engine, even in our offense, when he's off, and then Philly's pretty long and athletic. I mean, Philly's 5-0 since they moved Saric into starting lineup, and that's because they're 6'10", 6'5", 6'9", 6'10", 7'1", 7'1", and B plays. So I still think, you know, that to me, there's a chance. I'm tweeting out, still looking for three players. Use promo code LOJAZZ. So that's the one thought I have last night, is that maybe Rubio was so off that it led to everybody being off. Okay? So that's one thought. The second thought question a lot of people are getting, including me, I talked to both Ricky and Rudy about this yesterday. And the question was like, what has been prohibitive to allow you guys to have your connection? I think Rubio and Rudy have one slam dunk. One. So last night I watched the game having asked those questions with that in mind. Oh my gosh, do I feel like an idiot. Oh, I almost want to go apologize to both Ricky and Rudy about this. So there's a play with about 8 minutes left in the second quarter. And I will see if I can find it and get it and put it on the some sort of video somewhere, downloaded. I saw that Andy Larson in his brilliance has found a way to do that. So I'm going to see if I can find it. But I'm going to walk you. I was going to walk you through it right now, and it says video not available. So I'm not going to walk you through it. But what's stunning to me on this play is that Rubio throws the pass, as I think you would anticipate, on a pick and roll to Gobert. He gets it at about 8 feet.
My favorites.
All right, I got to mute the volume. And when he gets the pass, there are eight arms, four guys in between him and the basket. By the way, what are the chances that the one play that I really wanted today on NBA.com's video is not available? Like, what's the chances of that? The one play. I mean, I can go find numerous others, I'm sure. But good luck, huh? Kind of like I'm now shooting as well. So it just, you know,
Bear went.
It was a play in which these guys, if Rudy comes in, runs a pick and roll and gets in the lane, and the play to some extent works, but then there's no space. Like, the reason Rudy and Ricky have not connected, and this is why I feel like an idiot, is if you're watching the game, there's no room to roll. Like, right now, I don't even know that Rudy can get to the rim on a roll because teams are sagging in so hard. They're probably going under on the pick. They're staying even with the big, and they're bringing a third guy in. And so the reason you're not seeing a lot of Rudy is there's just no room. I'll work on this today. I have a lot of other things I got to get done, but we've got 2 days off. So I'll get this done. I'll work on this today and get it done. But it's pretty eye-opening. I want to look at whether we took bad shots or not, and I want to look at the variance of our shooters that might explain why suddenly this has happened 3 out of 6 games. I want to look at our lineups. I want to look at favors and Gobert and what's going on with that. But I also want to tell you that a really, really cool place called The Store has got your Thanksgiving holiday needs taken care of. So The Store is at 6200 South and 20th East. Free shout out to my friend across the street from Rich's Bagels. This is where I used to spend all my time. When I lived here the first time, I lived up the top of Big Conway Canyon. And this was the store I went to. But the funny thing about that is I didn't actually know what I was doing shopping, and I didn't really know enough that I know now. And now I go into the store, and I just am blown away. The custom feel to it, the neighborhood feel to it. You've got the cake de fleurs when you first walk in that are just incredible. But what's cool about that, that's a local woman who's doing it. They have your peanut butter maker right there. Turn right. I usually go left. Turn right and then go grab a mudslide cookie and then just remember to tell them at checkout that you did, because you'll never possibly have it in your cart by the time you get out. They got a nice little cold brew section, which I'm a fan of. All sorts. I mentioned they have the neighborhood rolls that are right there. They're frozen for you. And then for Thanksgiving this year, they've got you taken care of. So the Wright Family Farms was what they used to use. They're not. Now they're using Destel Farms, which is a really cool company with sustainable environment, vegetarian fed, slow-grown birds. They've cooked some of these off in the store trying to decide farms, and they by far are the best. So they tested all of them, loved these, and people are going to be really fired up. By the way, that just reminded me, when you walk in, there's a smoker on your right-hand side, and go to the very back on the left-hand side in the store, and you can get the barbecue stuff there. Also, they have new pies in, homemade, local, fresh. They usually go through about 30 or 40. They went through double that the first 2 days, so they're just falling up, going crazy. They're from Urban Farm and Feed. So really cool pies. They're all taken care of you at the store, 6200 South, 20th East. Make sure you stop by, put them on your Thanksgiving list, and I think you'll love what you find. All right, we have 5 of our 6 players in Draft Wednesday up, so we need one more and we'll get the draft going. 5 games tonight, so there'll be some funky players drafted. It's fun. You draft a center, 2 forwards, and 2 guards. So L.O. Jazz, and go play with your friends. I think you'll love it. All right. I didn't think we took bad shots last night. I hate to tell you that. I thought Joe Ingles might have overstretched a little bit. Okay? And I think he did that understanding what was going on. He's so in tune and trying to say, all right, wait a sec. If we're not shooting well, I've got to find a way to get the guys going. I've got to see what I can do to get these, make some plays, relieve the burden, do all that kind of stuff. And I think he tried. I thought Cephalosha tried. It's not in either of their skill sets. And so when they do that, they're probably going to, their shooting percentages are going to struggle. I really do think at that point they're taking one for the team a little bit. I'm not going to criticize Joe's 6 of 16. I think he's pushing beyond his natural level. Our three primary shot takers this year are going to be Ricky Rubio, Rodney Hood, and Donovan Mitchell, right? Don't we think that's true? So far this season, Rubio's taken 138 shots, Mitchell's taken 151, and Hood's taken 115. They're clearly not letting Gobert get the ball. They're fouling him, so his possession usage is. But, and Hood hasn't played. So those are our three shot takers. This is the variance that we're going to deal with all season long. Okay? So let's start with Ricky Rubio. Ricky Rubio is a career 38% shooter, 31% from three. His career numbers are 36, 36, 38, 36, 37, 40, 39 this year. Like, I think he's going to get better. His shot's flat right now. He's off. He might, like, I don't know why. I think he'll get better. But he's not going to go get dramatically better. Then the other thing with him is he goes, he is in 11 games this year, he has now had five of them in which he shoots below 40%. Right? He was 3 of 9 against Denver. He was 3 of 12 against Toronto, 2 of 7 against Houston, 4 of 16 last night, and he had a 5 of 40. So Rubio in 5 of 11 games is below 40%. You know what? That so in almost half the games, if he's a career little less than 40% shooter, and let's say he has a good year, so he shoots 42, 43, he's going to be below 40% some of the, a decent amount of time. Like that's not him failing. That's who he is. That's him playing. Let's go to Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood's career, he shot 41, 42, 41, 39. He's a career 41% shooter. I don't love field goal percentage to tell a story, but I actually think right now it's not a bad one. Okay, he's a pretty good three-point shooter. He's over the threshold of 753s. He's at 36.5. He's a 36% three-point shooter. His effective field goal percentage is right at league average at a little under 49.8%. I'm so happy that Rodney Hood had 10 free throws last night. Like, Rodney Hood had a fine night. Rodney Hood did not shoot the ball well, but by the end of the night, he had 10 free throws. The reason our offensive rating was actually better than the Phoenix game is because we went to the free throw line a ton and we didn't turn it over. Okay, but let's look at Rodney Hood for a second. Okay? So, Rodney Hood is a career 41% shooter. Rodney Hood, so far this year, has had 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 9 games that he has played below 40%. 4 of the 9. That's not outlandish. He's a 41 career percent shooter. He's going to have that. That's kind of who he is. And we've talked about variance with Rodney. Rodney, when he is good, is so good. And unfortunately, when he's not very good, he doesn't hit. So we've seen it this year. He's had a 58% shooting night. He's had a 44. He's had a 35. He's had a 60. He's had a 0. He's had a 31. He's had a 50. He's had a 29. 10 free throws last night, though. That's all I care about. That was great. Right? He had 19 points on 14 shot attempts. I'll take 4 for 14, 2 threes, and 10 free throw attempts from him. That's fine. We'd probably, you know. Okay? So that's Hood. Now let's go to Mitchell. That's the next guy who's taking our most shots. All right. He's a rookie. Rookies don't shoot better than 38%. He's not going to shoot 40%. Rookies don't shoot 40%. He's not going to do it. He's shooting 34%. So far this year, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of his 11 games below 30%. Below 30%. Okay? Probably not okay. Probably not good. I mean, he's gotten better. I'm not trying to be critical of these guys. I'm just trying to make sure we understand a little bit of where we are. And then, I mean, you add in that the spacing is tough because of this. So it actually, poor Rodney Hood is like facing best defender, top of the page scouting report in a way he's never faced it before. And there's not a great deal of space right now on the floor. It's hard. And Donovan is moved up to the front of a scouting report way earlier than anyone expected, and they're digging in on him now. I mean, you saw it last night. They talked about him. The Rudy role is the first thing they're talking about, and then not given, and then Ingles being a hot shooter, so try to take away his threes, and Hood and Mitchell. I mean, that's the scouting report. So you have Rubio, who 5 of 11 games is below 40%. Hood, 4 of 9 below 40%. Mitchell, 5 of 11 under 3. You know what happened last night? Like, we're close to flipping a coin, heads or tails, of whether you're going to get one of those, right? So I'm grabbing a coin here, and heads is Rubio shoots over 40%. Tails is he shoots below. Boom, I got tails. Heads is Hood shoots over 40%. Tails, boom, I got it. And Mitchell, it's 30%. Boom, I got it. And on one night, what happened is it came up tails 3 times in a row. And unfortunately, it has come up tails 3 times in a row, 3 out of 11 times this year, which is a little high. It should only do that 13% of the time. Ah! 13% of the time? 13% of the time? Yeah. Like, math says last night variation could happen 13% of the time. Ah! Okay, hopefully we win the other ones, right? Hopefully we win the nights where Rubio, where it comes up 2 heads. If we get 2 heads and a tails, what can we do? If we get 1 heads and 2 tails, what do we do? I don't know why I meant heads better than tails, but I just did. So that's where we stand. And I don't really know the answer for you on that. Today's show is also brought to you by Stevens Henniger College. Are you heading to work right now and you're dreading it? Been doing this for a while. I don't know your story. I mean, I don't want to make it up either, but I mean, I probably could. But you're heading to college, you're heading to work, you don't love it, right? You don't love it. You've been doing it for a while. Maybe feel boxed in. Then maybe Stevens Henniger is your answer. They're trying to help students get a better job sooner. It's a career college. They are going to work extremely hard with their services to keep you connected, to keep you in school. Is it computer science? Is it health services? What is your next career? Courses start every month at Stevens Henniger College. Fast-paced, 4 weeks at a time, about 10 hours a week of class. Built for your success. They want you to start. They want you to finish. They want you to end up in a better situation. That's why they're there. They have a 3-week dating period. Kind of a fun way to phrase it. Try it. Figure out whether maybe you're older now. School's for you. Now it works for you. Maybe they want to probably test out who you are as well. See if you're up to it. See the support they have. Financial aid planner from the beginning works with you. You have no additional cost from that day where they set it up. You're working. You already got a family. You want the career change. It seems impossible. See if Stevens Henniger is the answer. Heavily flexible, narrow focus, smaller class, about 9.5 to 1. That's what we're talking about at Stevens Henniger College. And maybe it's the answer that pushes you where you want to go in your next step of your career. Text keyword 88588 or visit youineducation.com. That's you, ineducation.com. Again, that's keyword 88588 or youineducation.com. Ooh, my play draft is about to start. Oh, wait, I'm up. Kevin Durant versus Minnesota. Steph Curry versus Minnesota. Carl Anthony Towns versus Golden State. Forwards or centers, what are harder to get? Kristaps Porzingis versus Orlando. Kyrie. What should I draft? What do you guys think? I'm going Minnesota, Golden State. I'm going to go with Durant as a small forward is harder to get than, let's see. Oh, I draft second. The draft starts in 10 seconds. So that guy's going to go get one of those. Kevin Hook is going to draft Durant or Curry, and then I'm going to be bumped. All right, so yesterday in the second half, Quinn Snyder changed the lineup. Durant went first, so I'm taking Steph Curry second. Is it time to change the lineup to try to solve these problems? Okay, so I'm talking with you, and I'm saying, here we are. We've got this spacing problem. We've got this variance of shooting, all of these things. What is the answer? So if you look at our first quarters are absolutely miserable offensively. Our offensive rating for the season is 99. Our first quarters is 90. Our offense ranks 29th in the NBA in first quarters. Our defense ranks 12th. Carl Anthony Towns went Andre Drummond, then Kristaps Porzingis. I'll have to see what I can do next. I got to get a forward. They're hard to get. I'm up. The draft is flying. Kyrie, then Whiteside. This is so fun. So our offensive rating is really not very good in the first quarter. Does starting the change, if we change the starting lineup, would that do it? Well, let's zero in for a second on the first 6 minutes of the first quarter. I actually have a program that lets me do this. And what do we find out of whether or not that's where our offensive rating in the first 6 minutes is a 90.7. It ranks 25th in the league. So when we're making our first sub, we're actually not getting any better than we would otherwise. That's the tricky one here. Nikolai Vukovic just went the pick before me. I'm going to take Al Horford because I think you got to draft a center with the two guards, two forwards, and then come back around and get either another guard or another forward. Because the next center available tonight after that is like terrible. I think I might have just made the pick of the draft. Awesome. That was a sweet pick by me. All right, I've got Steph Curry. Ooh, they went Aaron Gordon. I can either go Goran Dragic against Phoenix. TJ Warren's got a pretty wide variance. Tobias Harris has been really good. Indiana plays really fast. Or Victor Oladipo against Detroit. Victor Oladipo has been great. What are my chances? What are my late? Klay Thompson still around? Looks like the guards are better later. I'm going to go for Tobias Harris and get a forward taken care of. All right. So you look at the first quarter, and when we change our starting lineup, our defense gets a little better. Our defense gets worse, and our offense gets less good. And this is the challenge I think we have to the whole season. I've said this the whole time. And that is, what happens when we try to get better offensively? Can we maintain the defense? Let's go to the third quarter. Okay? So the opening of third quarters, which is virtually our same starting lineup except for last night. Last night's was actually the worst of the year when we made the lineup change. We got outscored by 13 points. Our offense didn't score at all. We went 3 of 13. Our offense is a 90.7. It's really consistent. So it's 28th in the league. The problem is our third quarter defense has been terrible. We're 26th in the league defensively in the first 6 minutes of third quarters. So that's what would be disconcerting to me. And a little bit the thought I would have if we want to change the lineup is that there's no... The idea is you don't want to change the lineup because you don't want to lose who you are in regards to being a defensive-minded team. And I don't know that that's true. Because in the opening parts of the third quarters with our lineup, the defense hasn't been good. And that's pretty surprising. All right, it's my pick. Andrew Wiggins, my choices are Jeff Teague, Lonzo Ball, not touching him, Brandon Ingram, Evan Fournier against the Knicks, that's more consistent night in, Avery Bradley against Indiana, Jason Tatum. I'm going to go Evan Fournier. And then I got another pick coming up here. I probably should have grabbed a forward. There aren't any more. Oh, no, I did it right. I got rid of my forwards and my center, and now I can get another good guard here. Yes, I'm going to win. I win every time. I never lose. I kick butt in draft. It's probably not true. But I'll be talking trash tomorrow unless I'm quiet, and then you'll know. So let's look at Favors and Gobert and wrap this up. I have 3 days to do all this and keep looking at it. So Favors and Gobert last night were minus 11, Houston minus 3, Toronto minus 2, Portland minus 23. So all of a sudden, these guys are not clicking the same way that they did earlier this year. Reggie Jackson or Avery Bradley, people, what should I do? Let's go Reggie Jackson. Gosh, I don't. All right. I've got my team. It's that fast. It's draft. It's really fun. Go try it. Promo code LOJAZZ. So all of a sudden, Favors and Gobert have now been negative against Denver, against the Clippers, against Phoenix, against Portland, against Toronto, against Houston, and against Philadelphia. Surprising. I don't know that we should zero in on just them as the negative. Because there might be other factors to it, but there might be something that's going on because that has been a decent lineup and be able to get this done. So, for example, one of the three-man lineups of the Jazz, the biggest negative so far is Gobert, Ingles, Rubio, and the other one is Gobert, Favors, Rubio, and then Gobert, Ingles, Rubio, or Favors, Ingles, Rubio, and Favors, Rubio, Ingles. So our starting lineup, basically, which has played the most amount of games. So you look at net rating as a better way to do it. First thing you say, well, I'm going to put in Donovan Mitchell with Rodney Hood, and that lineup has actually been minus 11 per 100 possessions when you put Mitchell, Rubio, and Gobert together. So I'm not sure. You put Mitchell, Rubio, and Favors together, that's been minus 14. Small sample size, a little bit last night's impacting this. So I don't actually, what I would say is I'm not sure that I exactly know what the answer is in regards to how to fix any of this and what the lineup combination change should be. So not a most uplifting look at this, and we'll dig in a little bit tomorrow and try to find some other things, and I'll watch some more things and see what I can do. But I really thought there's a value to having just kind of an honest, frank conversation about it, and that's what we just had, and looked at a lot of it. The heads and tails exercise to me is the most interesting thing we did today. You can decide. Today's show was brought to you by The Store, 6200 South 20th East. Stop by. I don't know what to just yell, Stephen Locke sent me, then they think you're really weird. Lock you up. Don't do that. And Stevens Henniger College as well. Maybe that's the answer, right? If it is, that'd be great. It'd be totally awesome if we could help you in that way. We'd be completely fired up to have that on our book, so that in some weird way, this silly show helped you. That'd be great. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now tell your device out there, say, Alexa, play program Locked On NBA. Or say, okay, Google, play program Locked On NBA. And enjoy that show as well as part of the Locked On Podcast Network.